Well, this morning on 981 2NM, we're going to feel the magic. Joining me from Feel the Magic, Chief Operating Officer Adam Blatch. Adam, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. What do you guys do?
Feel the Magic provides grief education and support for children aged 7 to 17 that experience the death of a parent or a sibling.
That's an age group that does get forgotten about in those circumstances, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like we know that we have our programs and services are unique to kids. There's lots of counselling and support out there, but what we do is we bring kids and their families together in different programs, because that sense of isolation that a kid feels when their parent dies and going back to school, their friends haven't experienced it, so they are the forgotten group.
How did Feel the Magic come about?
Yeah, so James and Christy Thomas, the co-founders of Feel the Magic, formed Feel the Magic after they'd experienced their own grief and loss in their life. And it was after James, as a young man, married to Christy, lost his second parent. His mum passed away some years after his dad. Mm. And he went, that's it, I've had enough. But how is this for a kid? And they went overseas to take a break from life. And they're at Disneyland and they went, I need to do something. Well, James and Chris said they needed to do something more for grieving kids. So they started to raise funds to send grieving families over to Disneyland. Well, and then what formed from that was a grief community. And that's where Camp Magic came from. So, and Camp Magic's a three-day immersive program helping kids to learn the coping strategies when they're managing the big emotions of the death of a parent. So.
And whilst being sent over to Disneyland would be something good for a kid to take their mind off an experience like that, to create a community, as you mentioned, to know that there are other people going through the same thing as yourself, that's important.
Oh, it's huge. And that's that was, I guess, a byproduct of what came out of their original plan. But that's what we've built on, is the sense of connection and community around the child. And you know, we now run a program for the whole family called Magic Quarterlies, and that's where we're seeing the bonds of families who are experiencing the same that they don't have with anybody else.
Adam, there was a recent fundraiser called the Magic Ride. How did it go, and how much money has been raised, or do you know at this point?
Yeah. So the Magic Ride was a nearly 500-kilometre ride through the snowy mountains, and we had 29 riders that did that challenge. They rode to the top of Australia. They rode up to Mount Kosciuszko on one day, and they've raised $116,000 so far. And yeah, we're keeping the fundraising open until mid-January, because that's enough, almost enough to send create two Camp Magic programs. And that's 120 kids that they're going to support in 2021. But we're hoping for one last push to get it a little bit further through and see what we can do.
So they rode bicycles up to Kosciuszko?
Yeah, so on that one day, they ground out 6.5 hours uphill from Jindabyne to Charlotte's Pass, and they jumped on mountain bikes and rode the extra 14 kilometres on mountain bikes from Charlotte's Pass up to the top onto Mount Kosciuszko.
Bet they were really feeling the magic at the end of that day.
100%. To put it into perspective, it took them an hour and a half to get from Kosciuszko back to Jindabyne, so it was all downhill. So
goodness me. Well, next year you guys will have to plan a fundraiser to ride the roads of the Hunter Valley. It would be lovely to see you up here.
Well, we are definitely thinking about it. We want to bring some of Feel the Magic's programs up to Newcastle and the Hunter region, so we are definitely considering the Magic Ride in the Hunter region next year.
All right. If anybody would like to help out Feel the Magic, what should they do? Where should they go?
Yeah, www.feelthemagic.org.au. You can see on the homepage, there's a campaign at the moment to donate as little as your lunch money to help a grieving child. And then you can go from there and make a donation as small as you want, or obviously as big as you like.
So Adam, are there some resources for families that are going through an experience of losing somebody at the moment?
Yeah, so Christmas and the holiday period can be a very challenging time for families, and we have some resources online through our Grief Resource Hub. It's to help articulate and be ready for the challenging conversations for grief over this period with kids and also parents. There's some self-care strategies on there as well for parents.
All right, good work. Adam, well done to you. Well done to James as well. I hope we get an opportunity to speak again in the future, and you have a great Christmas.
Thank you very much. You too.